Now let's hear from some people who want some advice about water. We have heard so much about contaminated water in Flint, Michigan, yet it is still not entirely clear what is happening inside the network of pipes carrying that water. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush reports on a long-running search for answers.
It's probably a safe bet that the drinking water system in Flint, Michigan is now the most studied water system in the country. More than 14,000 people have tested their water, and the state continues its own testing protocol. Add to that, the EPA has a series of technical tests designed to find out what's going on inside the city's old water pipes. But for these people coming to the Bethel United Methodist Church in Flint, one group of researchers rises above the rest.
Virginia Tech.
The Virginia Tech.
It would be Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
So we trust them. We don't trust nobody else.
That last comment is from Bishop Bernadelle Jefferson. It was Virginia Tech's Mark Edwards who packed up his minivan last summer and drove north. Testing the water in hundreds of homes, his team's research exposed the lead problem. And now they're back, trying to retest the water in the same homes they looked at last year.
Bethel United Methodist Church.
Thank you.
Last
All right, thank you very much.
The team is made up of Flint residents and Virginia Tech students on spring break. They're making phone calls urging people to pick up and drop off their water testing kits and then boxing up those kits. Pamela Mays waited in a line to drop her testing kit off.
Your name, your contact information, your email address, kit number 80.
Yes.
Time out. I am so sorry that it took so long for you to get this done in.
That's okay.
So, but thank you for your patience.
I appreciate you guys.
Mays says her water had lowered lead levels, but she still doesn't trust it. And she and her husband cook and wash dishes using bottled water. She says they like the house they bought in Flint.
And we wanted to stay in it, retire in it, but now we don't know what we're going to do, you know, so.
Why is that?
Well, because I can't live like this for a very long time.
People in Flint have been living with bad drinking water for almost 2 years now. The city switched back to treated water from Lake Huron last October, so the situation is supposed to be improving. But they need testing to confirm that. And everyone, including state and federal regulators, are waiting for what the Virginia Tech team finds. This is the only test that is comparing results from last summer to today. Many people in the city are tired of all this talk about water. They just want it fixed. Anurag Mantha is a graduate student with the Virginia Tech team. And he says there are a few people who say they are done with all this testing.
People have lost hope and in the city. So when we call them, they're like, I don't want to do anything with this water business anymore. Some people are very welcoming. They're like, oh, Virginia Tech, definitely we'll test our water for you. So we are getting mixed responses.
They tested 269 homes last summer. Their goal is to get things back to normal in Flint. While health experts say there's no safe level of lead, the current federal action level in drinking water is 15 parts per billion. Virginia Tech's random sampling last year found that Flint was 10 parts per billion over that action level. Mark Edwards says he does expect these new tests to show that lead levels are dropping in the city.
We want Flint to at least meet the same lousy standard that every other city in the United States is. So in order to meet that, there's really three, I think, results that people are waiting for.
He's watching his own tests and two from the state. Officials say they hope to finally have some answers for the people in Flint in a few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Mark Brush.